2 to 5 years, that's what people give me to live. That's what they say. I have ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. I believe in heaven. I believe in hell. I want to get to heaven. My goal is to get to heaven. My name is Daniel Hidalgo. I'm from East Chicago, Indiana. I was raised in North Hammond. My father, my mom came from Mexico. There's 7 people in my siblings. We were raised Catholics. We went to church every single day. 7 days a week, I can recall us going to 6 o'clock mass. So we were very religious. Everybody thought we were angels, which used to bother me. I had this image of being a tough guy. A lot of times I said ridiculous stuff, joking around, cutting down people, making fun of people. My mother had us say the rosary every single day. And so I knew all about the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary was always on my side, even when sitting in jail, which was more than once for stupid things, you know. But never once did I doubt my faith. Went to Hammond High School, met my bride, Brenda Hidalgo. We met on a blind date, and for the next couple years, we were inseparable. Later on, I got married 13 days before I went to Vietnam. I was drafted May of 1968. I was in a helicopter ambulance, 571st Ostop. I volunteered to be a patient protector. I was flying in a helicopter ambulance and rescuing people. A famous battle called Hamburger Hill. We were rescuing 14 wounded soldiers and stayed there for a year. And I was lucky. I returned home. Over 50,000 guys my age died in Vietnam. It was a war of politicians. Later on, when I was working overtime, it was in the parking lot at Inland Steel. I'm reading magazines. Usually I was looking at dirty magazines, but this time I'm reading a magazine. It was nothing dirty about it. All of a sudden, something was happening to my body, something pure and clean. And there's something that poured from my head all the way down to my feet. It was so pure, I was ashamed that it occurred to me, because I was so unworthy. Afterwards, it made me cry. And for 3 days afterwards, I tried not to cuss. I tried not to be a wise guy. After the 3rd day, I was back at my old self, cussing out people, calling people names. Now, all of a sudden, Danny's back, you know? And I tried to have it back. Sometimes I was listening to all my religious tapes of Bishop Sheen. But I tried to get it back. Never could. That was the best experience of my life. This occurred to me. Jesus is real. Holy Spirit's real. Believe in it. Eventually ended up at a Vietnam vet reunion in Vegas. I had cramps in the back of my legs. I don't know why. For 3 days, I had them when I was walking, and from my ankle to my calf. Further investigation reveals that I have ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. I got it from Agent Orange in Vietnam. 2 to 5 years, that's what people give me to live. That's what they say. Jesus gives us all tailor-made crosses. Crosses that'll get you to heaven. In my case, it's ALS. It's a tailor-made cross. for a guy like me. Because I'm a wise guy. I'm gonna lose my ability to speak, as I always say, dirty things or foul things. I can't sin with my hands anymore. So God's has given me this tailor-made cross to get me to heaven. That's what I believe. And I'm thankful that he did that. Brenda's a real strong Catholic. She is sometimes stronger than I am. She always says the rosary. She starts it. Even when I forget, she remembers. The rosary is a powerful prayer. It's scripture. I've always believed in it, even when I was a little boy. And we do it faithfully. My faith means everything to me. I'm born a Catholic, I'll die a Catholic. I believe in heaven. I believe in hell. I want to get to heaven. I may have to do some hard time in purgatory. My goal is to get to heaven. If I want to pass anything on, I want to say, believe in God. Believe in the Trinity. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Because that's going to get you to heaven. Nothing else will. It's not saying that other people won't make it to heaven. Other people will. God will give you so much grace. It's what you do with the grace that God gives you that'll get you to heaven. I'm a veteran, and I'm a servant for God.
This powerful testimony was made entirely by my friend Danny Hidalgo and his team. I'm honored that he would share his father's testimony on this channel. To learn more about Danny and his incredible work, please visit DannyHidalgo.com.